Have you ever experienced the disappointment of running for a bus or a commuter train and the door closes just before you get in? The bus pulls out and you are left there alone with the realization that you will be late for work or wherever you were going. It is a frustrating experience to arrive just after the door is locked, and all the more exasperating when you realize that it could have been easily avoided by being there ahead of time. Today's gospel warns us of another lockout that could take place in our lives. It concerns our salvation. This lockout can also be easily avoided by taking the words of Christ seriously. We have only ourselves to blame if we don't make it. In today's readings, we see the affirmation of the fact that God's saving plan for humanity admits no exclusions. God's covenant has no limitations. The gate to the kingdom is open. It is narrow, but it is open. Everyone should be able to enter. Nobody should be left out. The gate is open, but again, the gate is narrow. And besides, we do not know when we are called to enter. So, what's important is to be prepared, to be vigilant, and ready to make any sacrifice to get to our homeland. Salvation is never guaranteed by the group we belong to. Salvation comes from accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and keep a deeper relationship with Him. Living a true Christian life, as we know, it's not always easy. We have to strive and not to take it for granted. Scripture has no doubt that there is an evil spirit in the world trying to discourage, to disperse the flock from entering through the sheep gate, Jesus Christ. Sometimes we see this in the media. It could be some friends that we might have, persecution of any kind, so forth and so on. They all try to put hurdles, obstacles in our Christian life. We know that Jesus never promised a rose garden, but He promised that He be with us till the end of time. And He promised that there is a kingdom ready for those who hold on till the end. If we look at the church, as Timothy Radcliffe says, the church was born in a crisis. Look at the Last Supper. One of the 12 betrays Jesus. And then Jesus ends up on a cross dying at the death of a slave. And where are the disciples? They are all gone because they are afraid, except John, Mary Magdalene, and his mother Mary. And yet, the church was born. Persecution will be here till the end. If you be driving from here to San Francisco, you always meet that sign, Appian Way. You know, it's near El Cerrito, I believe, or somewhere. One of the main roads leading out of the city of Rome is called the Appian Way, Via Appia. Now, history has it that one day St. Peter was walking along this road. What was he doing? He got discouraged and was leaving the city of Rome. He was discouraged, disappointed, because of the many persecutions. He was leaving the work to another person. Who would meet him along that road but our Lord Jesus Christ himself in his human form? No sooner did St. Peter recognize the Master than he called out. Remember the movie, Quo Vadis, Domine? Where are you going, Lord? Jesus answered, I go to Rome to be crucified again. In that answer, St. Peter recognized a rebuke. His doubts and disappointments disappeared. He turned about, retraced his steps to Rome, where some years later he gave his life for God and for the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a building, a small church, is still called Quo Vadis. That building on that spot reminds us of a most important question which we should be asking ourselves even daily. Where are you going with your life? The readings warn us to strive to enter the narrow gate, not to take a chance. As we know, we all take chances. We all know that most of our misses could have been avoided. Jesus tells us that some will not make the effort. Some will start late, and others only associate themselves with God every now and then, whenever they feel like it. We should never be strangers to God. We are never to hear to that, I do not know you. Christianity involves more than a baptismal certificate or a smile. It has to be a way of life, to be practiced, if we are to make it through the narrow gate. We are to keep a sturdy relationship with Jesus Christ. He gives us a sense of direction. And because of him, we know where we stand. We are not aimless wanderers. We know where we are going. We are people going home. God wants to spend eternity with us. Are we going to refuse him that? Trust in Jesus gives us power to let go our fears and move ahead with faith and hope. The gate is narrow, but it is open and it is available. Today's celebration challenges us to be faithful to our Christian life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.